jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Santa's got a hickey on the end of his cock. Ho ho ho! Ho ho ho! And I'm not just talking about Selena. I'm talking, it's Christmas time!
Yes! There's 9 working days till Christmas, and I have 0 things planned already.
There's 9 working days for you.
Oh, sorry.
There's been 6 months of working days leading up to this holiday.
So me. You should be prepared and ready.
Oh, definitely not. It really snuck up on me.
It snuck up on all of us. Mm. It really, Father Christmas has really, you know, I thought he was going to get COVID.
Mm, I was hoping.
Mm. Here we are.
Apparently the South Pole is where you've got to be. Or is he the North Pole?
I think he's the North Pole.
I don't know. He's not real. Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry, kids. Speaking of COVID, an exciting day I've had at work. Couple of days, may I say. One of our boys tested positive for HIV and no, for having COVID. And so we all had to go get little... They're called SAR tests. They're like the fake COVID test, that home test.
Yeah.
And seeing though I'm in a company of middle-aged men that can't do anything, like, not anything, but they're probably not technologically smart or advanced, I was a little nurse today.
Ooh.
So I lined all the boys up, heads back, up I went with my finger in their nose.
I'm sure that's why they made you do it.
Yeah, I think
it had
so.
Nothing to do with you being the only female and them being all 40-year-old men.
No, now that I think about it, some of them did enjoy that nose tickle a bit too much.
Yeah, terrible news.
Terrible.
Just don't bring it home with you, thanks.
That was what I was worried about, to be fair. I was like, if I've given Shannon Eric.
Because I was actually feeling a bit shit today and I slept in really late. And because I usually up at 7 and then I like lay around waiting for Eric to get up. And then, yeah, I didn't wake up till 9:30.
That is a sleepy.
And I felt shit all day. And then you messaged that. I'm like, but then I was like, all right, so let's see what it's got.
Yeah. Bring it on.
See if I can make it out the other side.
And here we are. You have.
Oh, man. I almost didn't make it out the other side of the weekend.
Oh.
Ha. Oh, my Lord.
Even Monday when we came home. Yeah, even Monday when we came home, I was like, what day are we in now? You were like on the couch still. I was like, oh, still a bit rough, mate.
Oh, this is why I don't drink anymore. Like, I've always been a spewer. Mm. Like, no matter how much or how little I drink, I always have to spew at the end of the night. And I'm okay with that. I'm a very quick to
You're
the
tactical,
point.
You're tactical, you know.
Yeah. You know, it just takes a second.
Mm.
I've seen some bitches in there. Like, makes it sound like they're giving birth. Like, fucking just don't stop. And then they're crying. And I'm like...
Crying? Why are you
and
crying?
And then they're getting it everywhere. It's like, the bowl. Just get it in the bowl.
How do you...
I remember this one time at the Mercow, this young Sheila I went out with. I think she was fresh 18. And I was feeding her with shots and whatnot.
Standard.
And she's like, oh, I really feel like I need to spew, but I can't. I said, come on, let's go to the bathroom. And she's like, oh, it's just not coming up. I said, well, just stick your fingers down your throat. She's like, what? I don't know how to. So it's just
pretty simple.
Put it in your throat and stick your fingers down there. She's like, no, I don't. So I literally went in there with her and I started fingering my throat. I like that fucking movie. Yeah. Jump Street. Like, this is how you do it. Just put it back and then, like, it comes up. Oh, my God.
Did you have to finger her throat for her?
I didn't, thank God.
She finally got there in the end.
She got there.
She found her G-spot.
But a little bit further, a little DP.
But did you say that this weekend it was a long, long, prolonged vomiting session?
Oh, my gosh. It was... Well, I started spewing at the pub, standard. That was okay. And then I got home, and on the way home in the taxi, I was like, fuck, man, I need to get out of this car. And so throughout the night, I spewed, got up probably at least 10 times. And then UFC Sunday was hard. I'm like trying to sit there and watch, but I just fucking... Because it comes out both ends. When it's the next day...
It doesn't discriminate which end it's coming from.
And it usually does it at the same time.
At the same time? And what's,
always.
What's your tactic there?
Oh, usually I do have a plan. You know, I didn't have a garbage bin next to me. But sometimes, you know, when I was younger, this would happen. Not sometimes. It would happen all the time. And you know, the next morning I'm still spewing and then just fucking diarrhea squirts. Like, I don't know whether I'm pissing out my ass or any fucking pussy. And so, yeah, I used to always take a Woolworths bag with me. That way you can hook the bag over your ears and just spew hands-free while you're taking a shit.
Perfect.
And, you know, you can still be on your phone watching scrolling. Your tickety-tock and all that
watching
shit.
Watching Mad Cow Confessions.
Yeah. So, you know, hot tip out there.
Hot tip.
Always take a bag.
take a woolly bag. But you didn't deploy this trip,
No. I just... I was like a fucking duck bobbing for fish. Like, head in, head out, head in, head out. You know, and I'll just take it in turns. And it's kind of good, though, because, you know, usually I do spew, poo, spew. And sometimes if it's getting harder to get that second spew out, it helps to have done the poo in between. So then your head's in the bowl of just this steaming hot shit. And then you want to spew more. And then the spew kind of cools it down.
Okay.
It's just a cycle. It's a vicious cycle.
I'm so glad I brought my crumpets with Nutella into this conversation.
Oh, don't worry. It wasn't brown. It was orange juice. Vodka orange juice coming straight from the tap.
Freshly squeezed.
But, yeah, I don't miss those days.
No.
It really... And I had such a big day. UFC and the fucking Formula One. Oh, how dramatic.
You had it all.
Had it all.
And then you backed it up Monday.
Did I?
No.
On the toilet, I
yeah.
I'm like, I didn't drink Monday.
I didn't do anything.
That's me done for drinking for a long time.
As she puts a big old margarita down her gob?
No, fuck no, no margaritas. I think that might have helped because for my birthday, one of our mates that came around bought a bottle of tequila.
Mm.
And so there was just the five of us. And I think we were only together for like half an hour. And we basically finished that whole bottle of tequila.
That whole bottle, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I would say so.
But I didn't miss... So when I went out, I was wearing heels, of course. I think you were in flats.
Yeah. Yeah,
and in straight covers. Away.
The first part.
Like, we were literally walking in, and there was a table of people sitting there.
Yeah.
And one guy says to another person, "Tall bitch to the right."
So like, loud though.
Yeah, like everyone fucking turned and like, come on now, yeah. Settle down.
I know I'm here.
And then we went up to the bar the second time, and there was these
just two
disgusting, festy old fucks with 80-year-old balls.
Yeah,
thinking they're hot shit at the bar. Like, oh hey ladies, I like big girls. Well, I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
That's
fuck off. I can't recall what I said, but
it was along those lines.
They were just pissing me off that night. I'm like, I don't miss being surrounded by wankers with little dicks.
Yeah, and it's not their problem that their dicks are so small that go they into your assholes. You know, I just don't get like what. Like, even I said to you, like last night, I went for a couple drinks and guys were just chatting. I'm like, why do you talk so much shit?
Mm.
But also, these guys are in a pub by themselves.
On a Tuesday.
On a fucking Tuesday. Like, I mean, I was on a pub on a Tuesday, but...
Well, I mean, if you're in town, so Tuesday is acceptable because it's Cheap Tuesday.
It's Cheap Tuesday.
But country town Tuesday night?
No, not a bar.
Little bar? No.
I'm actually going back to Townsville next week or the week after.
Ooh.
I'm very excited.
Are you?
I am.
Who are you catching up with?
It's a list. It's a long list. I'm there for like, I think, 12 days. I'm going for a wedding. I'm going to go see mum and dad. Got some girlfriends to catch up with. My old high school boyfriend was like, oh, you know, because he still keeps in contact. He's like, oh, maybe we can hang out. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. He goes, oh, mum's in town. I said, oh, yeah, cool. I'll see your mum. He's like, this is weird. But, yeah, all my mates will be back up there. So, well, all the boys are going to go to Cairns for New Year's. But I get back to Townsville too late. They'll all be in Cairns. So I'm like, I'll just wait till you get back. And then we'll just have parties. So I'm looking forward to it.
Ashley's living there full time again.
That's true. I can pop into him. I know the code to his gate.
I'm sure he always likes the company.
He does. And he does do good house parties.
Mm.
I mean, I've been twice to his little house.
His new one?
Yes. The one that you built?
Yeah.
I took Thomas there when we were dating.
Mm.
And I think they got along more than fucking Ashley liked me. I was like, fucking hell.
Watch out.
Yeah.
So, final episode for the year.
Yes, sorry, we've just tangent. Yes, very exciting. Episode 10.
10, well, 20. Season 2.
That's true.
Very big.
We've had bonus episodes along the way too, so it's probably like 25.
Yeah. We've done as many episodes as our podcast has been listened to.
Wow.
20 times.
By us.
But so yeah, we're going to have like four weeks off over the holidays, collect some new stories, make some new memories, because we won't be together. So we'll actually have something hopefully interesting to talk about.
I'll have to remind myself to write it down.
Yeah. And as well, fucking Christmas time. The post office, our merch hasn't arrived yet. It was supposed to arrive already. So now we can't launch our merchandise until next year.
That's okay. I think it'll go off. It'll be the first thing that everyone gets next year.
Yeah. So don't spend all your money over Christmas. Save $54.99 for a shirt plus postage and delivery.
Yeah. Which is basically paying Shannon to wrap things.
Hey, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
You know, that paper cut.
I know.
I need to do a fucking health and safety.
I actually have so many cuts on my hands at the moment, and one's like becoming a little bit infected. Mm. And I know it. So, like, you know those little nicks that you get on your hand? Oh my God.
Yeah.
They're not fun.
I know the ones.
But anyway, merch. Episode 10. Season 2. Closer.
Sorry, I was kind of dozing off to sleep.
Yeah, I'm talking about my fucking finger.
Oh, yeah. Notifications came up on my Facebook the other day about our memories on this day.
Mm.
Fuck, it makes me cringe.
Yeah, same. But why this time?
Oh, just in general, like every day. I can't even read the shit that I used to post.
Anymore. Shame job.
And I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. And people were liking these comments. And now
your mum and brothers don't help.
Oh, my mum don't like my shit. Shannon, take that shit down.
No.
Oh, my grandma used to be the worst. She'd be like, Jackie, your daughter's swearing on Facebook. God rest her soul. And, you know, she's into all that politeness.
Yes. Etiquette. Yes.
Whereas I am not. Anyway, I took a few screenshots of... Some of them aren't even that long ago, to be honest. It's that's more like in the Townsville days when
that's
I was
more embarrassing.
Like a mess and,
yeah,
you know, my life wasn't as...
Together.
Not that it's together now.
It's a lot more together.
But yeah, it's slowly merging.
Yeah, you could say that. It's fulfilling. Anyway, moving on.
I feel like I'm submerging sometimes. I'm drowning. Anyway, so yeah, I took a few screenshots of a couple, and so let's cringe together.
Okay.
But some I thought, okay, still kind of relevant.
Okay.
Could have been worded differently.
Yeah. Mm. Like your style of writing has changed.
Yeah.
Matured, hopefully.
Probably not, though.
Okay. Let's hear
it. All right, this is only 2019, so it's not super bad.
Okay.
It's like, why is the only person who messages me these days Domino's?
Ha!
Hey, Shannon. Stuff you and your New Year's skinny resolutions. Instead, why not eat 3 pizzas and a garlic bread in one sitting for just $19.99? We'll even deliver it free so your fat ass doesn't have to get off the couch. Don't forget to wash it down with a 1.25 litre Coke.
I like that though. I think that's funny. Did I like that?
Let me see. Oh yes, it says right there. Harini Martini.
Just me.
All right, next one. So we're going back in time.
Yeah.
So this is 2018, and we'll see how it goes on the cringometer.
Okay.
Can you believe it's almost 2019 and people are still freaked out by hard nipples? Obviously, this is my phase where I would do like no bra Sunday. I'd do no bra every day.
And most days. But Sundays, definitely.
Yeah. That was 2018. Okay. 2022, they almost hit the floor. So no more no bras for me. Need a little support around here. But yeah, I think that's still like people still get freaked out by.
Oh, I know.
It's like really
the nipples.
Men can walk around topless, post pictures online topless, and you know a little hard nipple is what you're freaked out by.
Oh, it's because they get aroused. Mm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I love a hard nipple.
They're only human.
Yeah.
Hard nipples are so much better than soft nipples.
Fucking nice. Soft nipples
How
are
disgusting.
Ugly.
Disgusting. Especially when I was a kid. well, not a kid, like younger, when I was in puberty, and they'd be like super soft all the time, and like the nipple part hadn't hardened up enough.
Yeah. I haven't grown enough. Yeah. I've got a visual. I have a cookie visual. Yummy.
But, yeah, soft ones are just boring. Yeah. You need a little...
lame.
Little spike. All right. Where are we now? Still 2018, earlier on in the year. 2018. A world where it's okay for a gay man to call me an ugly, fat, transvestite whore. Yet, if I were to turn around and say the same thing to him, I would be burnt at the stake. What makes it worse... you can't even knock the cheeky bastard on his ass without getting a 6-month ban. Sad times.
Did you hit this person?
I don't know. Like, I don't even remember.
You're so much joy. I cannot recall. You're so excited about the possibility.
I'm just like,
the cheeky little guy.
But in my defense, yes. I never lie when someone calls me something. I will say it how it is.
Yeah.
And I won't sugarcoat it. So he must have called me an ugly, fat, transvestite whore.
Yeah, you do.
Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last. But you also like that post.
I of course I would.
All right.
Where are we off to now?
2018, just in May this time. Okay. How are these young girls affording all this plastic surgery? I can't even afford plumping lip gloss and a push-up bra. Still true.
I was like, it's still facts.
I know. I'm like, are they getting it from their parents? Or did they know from a young age that, okay, I need to save all my pennies from my pocket money and my jobs because I want to buy bigger tits and fake lips?
Or they're on OnlyFans.
True. I know.
I'm saying it.
We're getting closer to it.
I think we're itching. 2022, no stone is unturned. I'll be turning over.
In your OnlyFans.
Yeah. Whoa, this angle or that angle? You decide.
All right, April 2018.
Geez, you love 2018.
Yeah. It was a good year for me.
Yeah.
Ever look at the people sitting in an... Well, let me start that again. Ever look at the people sitting in the emergency rows on a plane and think, shit, I hope we don't go down because there is no way that fat boss is going to help save us. Well, that's how people are looking at me today. I like that one.
I like that one. That had a nice twist.
But apparently you didn't back then.
Wow.
You're not there on the like list.
Wow.
Nah. Really are if I click into it. Oh, this one from Alaska.
Interesting.
2018 in Alaska.
Excellent. Were you drunk at this stage?
Probably. No doubt. Lady on my tour to Niagara Falls. Excuse me, miss. Are you Australian? Yeah. How'd you know? You said mate 5 times in your last sentence, and every time you crossed the road, you looked the wrong way. I said, wow, observant bitch.
Wait, I can actually imagine you in America, or like just anywhere in the world, but America, I can just picture you like doing stuff, and people just being like, fuck, she's Aussie. Like,
what a buckwit.
Yeah, mate, and you look the wrong way.
Wow, worldwide today in Los Angeles in 2018.
Oh.
Another plus to being single? Being able to skip every queue at Universal Studios because you're the only loser on your own. Sucked in, lovers. But that was actually great.
Yeah, that would
because my flight to New York got postponed because of snowstorm, so I was stuck in LA for a bit. Cool. And I was on my own. I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? I'll just go into Universal Studios and...
I'll just pop into Universal.
I'll just spend $200 in that Uber and go into Universal.
Yeah, because it's out. It's not in LA Central.
Well, I was out of LA because I wasn't originally going to be staying in LA. And
The airport.
Qantas put me up in a hotel. Nice hotel, though.
Nice.
But yeah, it's great. So I got to Universal Studios. And because every now and then they need the chair filler, so there's a line for single people.
You're the chair filler.
Yeah. It was great. I didn't have to wait, but I went on so many rides, and then I was feeling fucking sick with all these roller coasters.
And then you had to go catch a flight.
Yeah, and then I had to get on the flight. I'm like, oh, my Lord. Fucking turbulence. Like, But good times.
Something new.
Something good to do.
Yeah.
For
a day.
For a day on your own in LA, yeah, if you're over there. Check it out.
Universal plug.
Now, some of these I haven't read before. I just screenshotted a heap of things, so they may not be that funny. We may have to cut them out. But let's see how we go. This is January, so we're almost about to hit 2017, but we're still January 2018.
Okay.
Decided to finish work early and go watch a film at the cinemas. Oh, go and watch a film at the cinema. Film?
Wow, okay. I didn't know we went back to the 1950s as well.
Walk out to my car and I have somehow managed to lose my keys. No worries, I'll just get a cab. Rock up to the cinemas 10 minutes late and they have locked all the doors and left access to the building. Great. I'll just turn my ass around and go home. As my phone decided to shit itself earlier on in the day, I couldn't call a cab to get home, so I decided to walk. Cue the rain. Walking in the rain didn't bother me that much until I slipped on the sidewalk right in front of a bunch of homeless people who decided to make sure the whole world knew by yelling, "Look at that silly white bitch falling over, falling over nothing," and cackling like extras in The Wizard of Oz. Eventually, I made my way back to where it all started, work. Moral of the story, don't try and have a life. Work until you die.
I like that one too.
Fuck, I think I remembered this night, actually.
Really? So what, you just wanted to go to the movies?
Because after work, you know, I finish work late every night, so it was 11. And they'd always have a late movie on here and there. So I'm like, well, all I do is work and then go out on the weekend. So
I'll do something.
Yeah, I'd always go to the cinemas by myself and that way I could have popcorn and shit anyway. So winning. All right, I think I've got a couple more.
Hit me.
January 2018. Anyone else ever just want to match with someone on Tinder just so you could ask who their hot friend in the picture is with them? Well, you know, back in the day.
You should have started writing memes before memes were a thing. Because these are...
I did. Nobody reads them.
Nobody likes them.
I'm not a trendsetter. All right. Here we are. 2017. So let's see if it gets cringier year by year. In a busy shopping centre 20 minutes from home, when it suddenly dawns on me that I accidentally took the laxatives sitting on my bedside table rather than my sleeping tablets. Clean up on aisle 7.
Holy fuck. How do you mix them up?
Well, I always, so when I had surgery, I took all these painkillers and then it makes you constipated having to take painkillers all the time. So you take laxatives. And then I also used to not be able to sleep, so I'd have sleeping pills as well.
Oh my God.
So my bedside table was just like a little
pill dispensary.
Buffet.
Wow.
Of pills. And yeah, I remember this time.
Did you shoot yourself?
Well, no, I got to the toilet, but it was a public toilet. And back in those days, I was still like very stage fright. I wouldn't go to public toilets and, you know, I just couldn't handle people next to me. Now, ever since working on a construction site, I just fucking go and drop bombs all day, every day. But yeah, this was back then and I was just squirting like the whole
fucking... Oh my goodness.
That was embarrassing, actually. And, you know, just when you take laxatives, no, Castletown. When you take the laxatives and your stomach just cramps up the whole time, you're like, ugh. That's one of those shits that you want to be at home.
You want to be comfortable.
On your own toilet. Clothes bowl, off. Completely naked. Yep. Hair up. Yeah. Earrings out.
Yeah. You have to.
I used to do that all the time, like completely naked. And I would always wear earrings and I'd always have to take out the earrings and hair up. It's hot.
It's a little ritual. I do the same. I have to have...
a smoking ceremony where you just like let the toxins and fumes sink into your body.
Get it out.
And that's why you're a shit cunt.
Oh, yes.
Oh, fuck. 2017. I know I just turned 27 and all, but I'm actually feeling younger than ever. Not in a good way, though. I'm breaking out like a teenage girl, getting upset about boys, and I'm practically a born-again virgin. Let's hope this doesn't last.
Well, did it?
I'm thinking the same now. Like, I just turned 31, and I'm still breaking out like a motherfucker. I've just changed out
my skin chair.
Yeah, it's just fucking annoying. It just looks like I've tried to wax my mustache and my chin.
You know the good thing is? You don't go out so no one sees you.
Very true, very true. And then by the time, all I go out to do is go to the gym. So as soon as I do like 5 minutes of exercise,
you're red as a
my whole face is red.
Yeah.
Very true. That's a good point.
Mm.
February 2017. I wonder if this is going to be like a lovesick one because February is Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Well, Valentine's month.
Valentine's month.
This one's kind of relevant to my life every day. 2016, so wow. It's going back. Walking to town, so we call town the nightclubs where everyone think is, so we're going drinking. So walking to town and bent down to tie up my shoes. Holy shit, didn't realize how hairy my legs were. No wonder why people call me a Sasquatch.
Oh no. How do you not know when you put your shoes on though? Before you left the house.
I pay attention to focusing on the laces.
Okay.
I'm going places in my new shoelaces.
There we are, folks.
Oh, this one's 2016 at the Mad Cow Tavern.
At
the Show Mad Cow Tavern.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So obviously we were out drinking.
Standard.
That was about the time that you and I were in our prime, so I'm sure you would have been with me.
Steamboating, yep.
Has Santa gone on strike and sent all his workers to Townsville for holiday? If not, what the fuck is with all these angry little elves trying to pick fights with me? My left toe is bigger than your body. Piss off.
Piss off. I love the end. Just piss off. Wow.
Oh, let's leave it at that with ending on a Christmas note.
Christmas theme.
Wow.
I still think you would write or say the same stuff now.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't think there's much different.
I'd probably just make it shorter.
Yeah.
Use less emojis.
Less emojis?
Yeah,
oh, I'm an
so.
Emoji kind of gal.
Yeah, I never used to use the right emojis for the right scenario.
You don't have to, that's the bonus of them.
Yeah, but then people can take it out of context, you know.
Misinterpretation.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing.
I actually, every couple of weeks, I change up my few favorite like emojis that I use. Like, so, you know, at the moment I'm really loving, I don't know why because I don't like frogs, but I'm using the frog and a lollipop. And a watermelon. And I remember someone like said to me the other day at the pub, they're like, oh, like, what does this mean? Like, what does the lollipop mean? You know, is it a bit naughty? I was like, no, it's just a picture. I'm sending you a cute little picture of a lollipop. Yeah. Like, it doesn't mean shit.
Or you send an eggplant trying to say, oh, I'm about to have some salad. And they come around and whip out the dicks.
Hey, if it's good, if it's packing, I'm opening up for business.
Oh, dear. What a year.
It's been a year, dolls. It's been a year. You got to spend most of it with me, so realistically, this has been the best year you've ever had.
No. I don't know if I would say that.
Okay, how would you phrase it? It's been the most...
It's been a loud year.
Yeah, it's been loud.
It's been hectic.
Yes.
It's been...
Exciting, eventful.
It's been like a clean year.
Yeah, you know, I'm really coming into this cleanness. I'm like, fuck it. I love just like, ugh. I even notice sometimes like you'll be doing something and I'm like trotting over like closer to you. I'm like,
I know. Like the other day I came in, our podcast room has now turned into my sewing room.
Mm.
I like to start things and never finish them. So there's just material everywhere. And I just came in to have some time to myself, collect my thoughts. Do a little bit of sewing and relax, and then clip, clop, clip, clip, clop. Selena comes trotting in, laying down at my feet. It's like, motherfucker, my foot pedal's down there. Like, get off my foot.
I don't know why I like lying at your feet. It's just comfortable.
I don't know either. Could you clip me toenails while you're down there?
Yeah, with my teeth.
me a little extra one.
Oh, yeah.
I got to take a photo of it and then
your
try and cut
toe.
It. It kind of hurts. So, like, if you're like...
Is it an ingrown?
Well, it's not ingrown to anything. It's out there in the open.
It's outgrowing.
Yeah. But yeah, exciting. What's your highlight of the year?
That I got to spend it in New South Wales with you. But I know that I can spend all my days with three people. Lucky you guys. Unfortunately for you, that means you got to spend all day with me.
So lucky. Someone sent through a wedgie video to us the other day. I haven't opened it yet. I thought we'd open it now.
Oh my god, show me.
So I don't know what it's going to be like.
I've sent a few before.
Oh no.
Oh, the picture.
That was...
Oh, that's so underwhelming.
That was a real disappointment.
Is that a front one?
If you're sending wedgie videos to us, make them good.
Yeah, make them videos. We were on live the other day, actually, and someone was like in the chat, oh, maybe I should wedgie myself. Should I front wedgie? Should I back wedgie? Should I do this? And you were giving them tips and tricks, and they're like, oh, but that hurts, but I don't like that. It's like,
well, grow a set of balls, you pussy. No,
just give yourself a damn wedgie and send us. Maybe just that was
it.
The one.
Yeah, I was like, just do it. Duet us.
Duet us.
Your wedgie videos. Oh my god, that could be a slippery slope.
I think I told you this, but I was at the pub the other. No, I was at work. I was at work, and one of the boys was like, "Hey, so I came across something the other day." I was like, "Oh yeah, what was it?" He's like, "Yo, TikTok." I'm like, "Oh." Yes.
I know.
Okay.
Kind of awkward because, like, now I'm getting paranoid because, you know, we went out on the weekend and then a few people had said, oh, yeah, we had seen your TikToks. And then some girl was asking, you know, for advice because she makes a video. And I just saw this morning when I was going through my messages, I had sent her cat video to myself so I'd remember.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, this looks familiar. And then I was watching it. It's actually pretty funny. I'm like, don't ask me for advice. That was good. Our videos are shit.
I actually liked hers as well. Yeah. With a little cat.
I'm like, just keep doing keep doing that. But we need to be careful because we get reported every day and we get banned every day. And then I appeal them and then we get reinstalled. But you know what we got reported for this week?
This is what I can't understand.
So it's just videos of me and you and I.
Us together.
And like there's never any nudity, usually fully clothed.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong. And you know, we're adults. We got reported for child abuse material.
Do they think I'm the child?
Well, I fucking guarantee they don't think I'm the child.
Hey, you never know, never know.
So then I appealed it. And they said they checked it and, yeah, they reinstalled it.
Yeah.
And so then as a laugh and a fuck you to those people, I made a compilation of kind of all the videos where I kind of look like I'm picking on you.
Yeah.
But like in a funny way.
Yeah.
And I said, huh, when somebody reports you for child abuse material, but Selena's actually 28 years old. And there was this compilation. And then that got reported.
Oh my god.
For harassment and bullying. So we're blocked again. I'm just this big fucking child abusing bullier. I'm like, fucking fair suck of the sauce bottle, Karen.
Yeah.
Have a glass of wine. Christmas time.
Sing back the Savvy B style. It's funny because, like, if people don't actually know you, you're probably one of the most nicest people that I know. Like, you're just a very lovely person.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah, I mean, you do pick on, we all pick on each other, but like to your core, you're just a very nice person. So it's just so funny to me. A video, which is fake, it's obviously fake. Do people not know that they're fake?
And you're obviously taking part willingly in it.
Willingly,
in most of them anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just like, for fuck's sake.
Come off it.
Go finger yourself.
And pay us another
$8. Relax a little bit. And yeah. And keep watching our videos. Because they sit there and watch them.
Yeah.
Enough to be like, oh, no, I need to report this.
But who has the time to report something?
Da-di-da-di-da. There's a child.
There's a small child on the screen.
Oh, it's a fully grown adult.
And she's getting wedgied. I wonder if she likes it.
Oh, but even ones that aren't even you being wedgie, it's just like, fuck.
Can't win.
Strange times.
You know what? 2022 is our year. My favourite number is 2, and there's 3 twos in the year. So, although I did read a meme that was very funny. I might have sent it to you. And it said 2022, like the number, or numerical, or all numbers.
my name's
Oh, we'll get banned from the history. Yeah. So
cancel culture.
So it was in numbers 2022, and then it said, "Oh, 2022. I thought you meant 2022. Like, so you get to do year 2020 again." Yeah, it reads better. that I said. I'm
like, that went straight over my head. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Do you want me to draw it? Nah, nah.
2022. I thought you said 22, so you get to do it again. I'll send you the meme. Doesn't matter. Moving on.
The other day I walked in and I could hear Eric kind of talking to himself. I assumed it was himself because I was in the kitchen and you guys were at work. But there's nobody else here. Anyway, he's like, I don't like that. I don't want to see this. This is shit. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, well, apparently the phones and the technology are always listening to you. So I don't want to see these ads that are on here. But put something else on. I'm like,
what? Wait, that's actually pretty funny.
We're just like,
wait, tell me you've had too much time off work without telling me.
And we don't even have like one of those fucking Pandora. What are those things called?
Oh,
Siri. It's like, hey, yeah, Siri. Yeah. Where it talks Alexa, back to you. Yeah. It's just a flat screen TV.
We actually do in my room.
Oh, do you?
But she's not on because we don't have Wi-Fi because the internet's still off.
Yeah. Spent all that money on that piece of shit box.
Technically, we haven't paid for it yet.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think.
Well, don't pay for it.
I'm not. Because
it's a piece of shit.
It is. Fucking NBN.
Yeah.
I'd rather have dial-up. At least it worked.
Yeah, just plug it in and away you go. Well,
are you ready to go back into the confessional? Do we have one more confession to...
Yes, I think we do.
Ooh.
Let's step in for the last one of the year. Welcome to the confessional.
Last one for 2021.
I know. It's all over and done with.
We have heard some confessions this season.
We have heard a lot, and I really loved it. So I hope next year, or over the Christmas time, people go out and do some naughty shit and want to confess to us and send them into our Instagram so we can use them on the podcast.
Absolutely.
There has been some crazy ones. Mm. Any favourites for you?
I loved the girl who went overseas and she went to go hook up with someone, but he was in a relationship, and then got with someone else. I'm like,
oh yeah, got with the friend, hot friend. Yeah, yeah. That was a good one.
That's a good one. I admire
Sounds
her.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I admire that. Because it would be, like, it'd be quite confronting going to another place to meet
another
somebody.
Another country,
yeah, exactly. To meet up with someone and then get there and then, like, actually, I've got a fucking twister for you. Mm. But then, basically, he rewarded you with, you know?
Like, you got the better of that.
So, you go, girl.
You go with your little international pussy. Mm. Get some stamps Pitbull on that passport.
Pitbull would love you. So would Jason Derulo. What about
that
you?
That was a good one.
Mm.
I know it would have been a lot for everybody, but the pegging one was funny and interesting. Like, to get other
perspectives. Like, insight.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a standout for me.
Yeah, I liked that one actually. That
and cool. Then everybody kind of confessing about their wedgie fetishes and that.
Oh yeah.
Not like for us, it's not a kink, as we said.
No.
But so many people have this wedgie kink, and I love it. Yeah. Keep watching our videos.
Yeah. Keep watching. Come back.
And don't forget to buy our shirts, which will be available in January. Selena is wearing our wedgie gang shirt at the moment. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Mm. Booty popping.
So what is this week's confession? What are we...
This week's confession, it's not a sexual one.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got a nice kind of...
Mellow.
Well, it's not a PG one.
It's
not super mellow.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. I used to work at a restaurant and we had all gone out on a Friday night. Then having to back it up in the morning, Saturday morning for a breakfast shift, I was super hungover and felt like shit. One of the chefs said to me, hey, before service starts, you know, I've got a pipe at home. I can go grab it. You know, you can have a little puff of the pipe and you'll feel better for the service. I said to him at first, no, that's not for me. Well, you know, you have to draw this line somewhere, don't you?
Sometimes, you know, but...
At work, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I dabbled in a few little drugs at work once. I shouldn't say anything wrong. Once, one of my managers was fucking racking up speed in the end room. He's like, Shannon, come here. I've got a little surprise for you. And he's like, have a snort of this. I'm like, what? And I had never done that before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
What's wrong?
Fuck, fastest shift. But I was so paranoid. I'm like, okay, I need to really make sure that I'm doing a great job so the customers and that don't realize that I'm fucking off my face.
Yeah.
So realistically, it does make you work better.
Yeah, because you try really hard.
I think.
Yeah.
Next thing, I've just fucking thrown bowls of soup at someone's face. Anyway, sorry back to this girl's confession.
Yes.
I declined and said, no, I'm not into that stuff. 20 minutes later, he came back. Oh, no.
he's just gone ahead.
He came out to the front of the restaurant and said, hey, come into the toilets. I've got something for you. Oh, gosh.
You just know it's not.
Hesitantly, I followed him into the toilet and he pulled out a crack pipe. I'm like, mate, I said, I don't want this. Like, I'm okay. We've got work soon. Like, I can't go through a shift without. With.
Yeah.
Doing that, sorry. Said, no, just take a puff. You'll feel better. You'll feel light. And, you know, work will be a breeze. So, reluctantly, I took the pipe, lit it up, and inhaled. And the shift was over before I knew it.
Good on you, girl.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's definitely not something you could do, like, every day.
Yeah.
Like, we work with people who have fucked off their faces.
Oh, my God.
Every
yeah,
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't.
No. But you know what? Sometimes when you've got work and a hangover, you've got to get through. Like, I was hungover a couple of weeks ago at work. I have never hated 10 hours more in my life.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So.
That's true.
You never
but
know.
But people come to work and they're, like, popping eckies. They're smoking.
I don't get
weed.
That.
I'm like, I couldn't think of anything worse. When you see some of the people.
Yeah.
Or hear some of the people, like, how loud they are and the shit that they constantly talk all day. And you're, like, surrounded, no escape. You have to work with that group of people.
Oh,
I would not want to be off my face.
No.
Especially as well if they were off their face as well. Like, no,
it's just
no,
not
no.
a good combination.
It'd be like being at a nightclub while you're trying to be productive.
Oh.
And then weed. No, son.
I wouldn't.
I've struggled to get through this podcast.
I'd be asleep. I mean,
yeah.
At the last farm, there was, I know a couple of people that did acid.
Yeah.
I was like, I could not, I can't function when we do acid. Like,
no.
I go to another dimension.
You're there putting on fucking solar panels and think you're walking on the sun.
Exactly. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah. And, you know, they don't get caught or they, you know, no one pulls them up on them.
Of course.
And I was like, all the power to you.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Well, I hope that that made that shift for her very... Because, you know, working in restaurants, both of us ourselves, we do know that struggle.
Oh, the stress of having to be nice to people.
Oh, especially, like... And, like, we never really did it... I mean, we would have done a few breakfast shifts, but we wouldn't have done too many.
Yeah.
Luckily, we would normally start, like, around 11 or so. I can't imagine going in too early after a night of drinking.
I have a couple of times, and it is not...
Not good.
Good.
It's not good.
At all. yuck. And just, yeah.
The feel,
I can to fake being nice to people.
Yeah. When all you want to do is shit or spew yourself.
Yeah. It was always, like, funny when my friends would come into the restaurant because I'd be serving them, but I'm just so used to, like, I'm so in the zone that I use my restaurant voice with them as well. Rather, and they'd be like, what is that voice? What are you doing? Because it is quite, like, I talk how I talk now.
Yeah.
But the restaurant voice or
it's a different...
the hospitality voice is like an octave higher. Like,
yeah.
Good evening, you're calling the Pier Restaurant. How can I help you?
This is Shannon.
This is Shannon Charles. How can I help? Shannon Charles.
Oh, and on that note.
Well, yeah, well, that's it.
No Hail Marys, I think. I think props to you. You had to do what you had to do.
Yeah, you got through the shift. Hospitality is a hard thing.
She's difficult sometimes.
She's a nasty beast.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us. Thanks for joining me, Shannon, on this little journey.
Thank you. Yes, 20 episodes.
Yep.
Ready for 20 more in the new year.
Can't wait.
Don't forget, everybody, still send us in your confessions. We'd love to get a little catalogue going for next year. And, if you have any suggestions or anything that you want
any
us to
topics,
talk about or any questions, send them through as well.
We'd love to answer it all.
We'll have a jam-packed 2022 for everybody. Yep. And don't forget, most importantly, save your money for our merch shirts.
We've got 2 shirts and a cap coming out, and it's not that kind of cap.
And I've got big ideas for more.
Big.
So we just got to get rid of these first ones. And then we
can soaring into the next one. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Merry Christmas. Have fun and eat lots of food.
Yeah.
Toodaloo.
Have fun.